expressed therein are those of the individual speakers and callers and do not necessarily represent the views of KFAR Radio or any of our respective employees, affiliates, or sponsors of this program.
Good morning, Fairbanks. You're listening to KFAR Radio. We're at 660 on the AM dial, 97.5 on the FM dial, and we live stream at kfarradio.com. This is Problem Corner. And yes, I'm your host, David Pruz, and I'm back just for today. And I'm legally back just for the day. So anyway, if you want to call in today's show, but I doubt if we're going to take any phone calls because we only got a half hour with this person. Senator Sullivan, how you doing, sir?
Hello, David, Mr. Mayor. Great to be back in Fairbanks. I'm doing great. Great to be home in our great state this summer. A lot of exciting things happening for Alaska.
It was fantastic. I haven't been here in 2 weeks, and you touched something, and the North Korean equipment broke right on you.
Sorry about trashing your studio here.
It's just the old equipment. But hey, you've been busy. But you've always been busy, and sadly, a shooting occurred.
Yeah, I'm just hearing about this. I just heard it on the newscast a couple minutes ago, the Fort Stewart shooting. I think we all should be sending our prayers out to our troops. That's something I think people in Alaska do all the time, but this sounds like a horrendous tragedy.
Very sad. In today's world, it just seems like there's too much of that. There's just too much of that. And Godspeed to the families, and hopefully those people who are wounded are okay.
Yeah.
Sorry to hear that.
I agree, too.
You know, there's been a lot of talk about the Triple B, the big, beautiful bill.
Yes.
And I loved it. You know, what it did for Alaska, what it does. You know, we had a prior administration that had 70 executive orders to shut down Alaska.
Yep.
And you and Senator Murkowski and Congressman Begich got in great things in the big, beautiful bill. You want to go over that for our resources?
Yeah, sure. Look, well, just one kind of update. You know, I'm in town. Boy, I love to get to Fairbanks here all the time. But, you know, in the summer especially, we host a lot of cabinet officials. And by the way, I do this whether it's Trump, Obama, Biden.
Yeah.
I get them all up here, right? They all commit to me when they go through their confirmation process. Yes, Senator, we'll come to Alaska. We'll meet your great constituents. And so we have a bunch here. Some of you might know we had the Trump Energy Dream Team. That's Secretary Burgum, Interior Secretary, Secretary Wright, Energy Secretary, EPA Administrator Zeldin. Some of them made it up here, I believe. I hosted them for about a week. And this week, we have now Secretary Kennedy of HHS. He's in town. We will have Secretary Noem, Homeland Security, Secretary Turner, HUD, Secretary Duffy, Transportation, all within the next week, and a big group of generals and admirals for our military exercises. So it's going to be a very busy August, which is great. Every single one of these people, no matter who it is, Democrat, Republican, they come to Alaska and they're like, damn, I am impressed. Alaskans tell our story better than anybody.
You know, you're on recess, but you're not on recess.
No. It's what we call this a work period. But it's great to be home.
Catch up.
Great to be home.
What are some of the things that the Big Beautiful Bill did for our resource development and availability?
Well, look, I appreciate you asking about this. I've been trying to get the word out. You may have seen there's a couple million dollars of ads over the last several months.
Vilifying you. Yeah.
Yeah, they sure were. That's Chuck Schumer and his dark money left-wing groups, by the way, who always want to crush Alaska. The most anti-Alaskan senator in the U.S. Senate is the minority leader of the Democratic Party, Chuck Schumer. I'm going to talk about this bill. David, but every good provision in this bill, and there are so many, there's no state that did better in this bill than we did.
Mm-hmm.
Every single one of these provisions, Chuck Schumer tried to strip out by challenging these provisions. For Alaska, under the Byrd rule, the Democrats targeted our state to try to crush us. We beat them back on most stuff, not everything. They had a couple of wins on some stuff I'd like to talk about. But look, we fought them back, and you know, by the end, even Schumer had to admit that this bill was great for Alaska, despite his efforts to make it not great for Alaska. But let's begin with your question. Resource development.
We're a resource state.
You remember in the 2017 budget reconciliation bill, we got taxes reduced on families, working families, small businesses. That was the 2017 budget reconciliation bill. That was Section 1. Section 2 was about resource development. We got ANWR open. And everybody in Alaska thought that was great. It was great. We had never gotten that done. This makes what we got in 2017 seem small. Why do I say that? Because to the resource development side, we get locked in lease sales, very regular lease sales in the law. So that means if you have another Biden come in,
he can't go outside the law.
Exactly. He can't do what Biden just did, 70 executive orders to crush us. Locked in the law, get this, lease sales, regular lease sales for ANWR, regular lease sales for the National Petroleum Reserve of Alaska.
That's always gets it. What's its name? National Petroleum Reserve A.
Exactly.
The first one.
Right.
A.
Which Biden tried to turn into wilderness.
Yeah, not B or C. A.
A. And illegally, by the way, he tried to turn. Regular lease sales in the federal waters in Cook Inlet. And get this. So that's for 10 years at least. And then something that we've been trying to get done forever, we got the revenue split between the state and the feds moved into our favor. All those, ANWR right now is 50-50. NPRA is 50-50. Cook Inlet, believe it or not, is almost 30-70, favoring the feds. So we got, for future leases, starting in 2034, a shift to 70-30, meaning the state gets 70% of the revenues off federal lands, the feds get 30. We've been trying to get that switch done for decades. And on NPRA, we got rid of the old Biden regulations, which shut that down. We're back to what's called the integrated activity plan of the Trump administration in 2020. That's gigantic. We got, believe it or not, NEPA, federal permitting reforms in this bill. We got timber harvests that we think are going to have a huge benefit for Southeast in terms of public lands, potentially including the Tongass. We got $5 billion to grow America's critical mineral supply chain. We're going to benefit huge from that. And we got a new energy dominance financing program that we think will be another really important vehicle to advance the Alaska LNG project for our state. That's just one element of this bill that I'll go over different sections. Each one of these sections would be a home run piece of legislation for Alaska. And but this one, boy, oh boy, in terms of jobs, in terms of resource development, in terms of enabling companies to do long-term planning, 10 years, lease sales, regulatory reform, the Democrats can't touch it, and it's a giant win for our state.
Before we go into our break, I want to start with the purposeful misinformation that Chuck Schumer and the Democrats gave in regards to the health care in Alaska.
Just incredible.
Yeah, I mean, you know, there's a few times you get disgusted. And I'm glad you've pushed back. I'm glad party has pushed back. And if you could go through that.
Well, look, you've seen the ads. The ads falsely say this is going to cut taxes for millionaires and billionaires. It doesn't change tax rates. And it's going to cut Medicaid in Alaska. Completely not true. And by the way, Medicare and Medicaid, it's just a flat-out lie. So what is Schumer trying to do? These are dark money groups. Go look at where the money's coming from. It's the most left-wing groups. They're all anti-Alaska groups. Every one of these groups wants to shut down our economy and turn us into a national park. That's the left wing of the Democratic Party that Schumer is scared to death of, and he kowtows to. So what's the truth? Medicaid is not touched in this. Medicare is not touched in this for Alaska. We're going to get additional federal dollars. But let me just give you one huge kind of irony, hypocrisy, whatever you want to call it. I had a provision in this bill, got blessed by the White House, blessed by all the Republican senators. It was to increase what's called the FMAP, the federal match for Medicaid, just for Alaska and Hawaii. I've been working on this provision for 10 years because I think we don't get a fair shake in terms of our Medicaid match. We're at about almost 50-50. My provision, which was in the bill, would have gotten a much higher match from the federal government for Medicaid. Guess who worked to strip that out?
Chuck Schumer, Senator from New York.
The only person factually who actually cut Medicaid for Alaskans was
Chuck Schumer,
100%.
Senator from New York.
And that lying son of a gun has been running ads saying that's what I'm trying to do. I'm doing the opposite. And by the way, Susan Collins had an amendment that I supported that actually increased tax rates for very, very, very wealthy Americans to fund a rural hospital program. I supported that. You know who voted against it?
Chuck Schumer.
Like, you can't make this up. The guy's a hypocritical liar who wants to crush Alaska. We fought him back on that one. They got that provision stripped out, unfortunately, but we countered with another provision to expand what's called the Rural Transformation Fund for rural hospitals. It will really benefit Fairbanks and other rural hospitals. We got that plussed up dramatically. We got the formula change to benefit Alaska significantly. So again, David, no cuts to Medicaid, no cuts to Medicare, no cuts to Social Security for Alaska, likely a $200 to $300 million plus up of federal dollars for rural hospitals, for rural health care. That's the facts. And if you're still watching TV or social media and you see one of these dark money left-wing groups touting the opposite, that's Mr. Schumer, who can't stand Alaska, wants to crush us, and boy, I fight that guy every damn day.
Fairbanks, we're going to take a commercial break. We'll be back after these messages.
More Problem Corner is coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
Fish on! The Valdez Fishing Report is brought to you by Frontier Outfitters. Drop in and explore their extensive fishing department. Rods to reels, lures to lines. You'll see fresh and saltwater, as well as fly fishing tackle for every game fish in Alaska. Stock up on supplies for your Alaska-sized summer of fun. Coolers to camping gear. Frontier Outfitters is your first stop to making your next outdoor adventure a success. Your store for the outdoors. Frontier Outfitters, for your Alaskan lifestyle.
It's time for the Valdez Fishing Report. Interviews, derby standings, tips, and advice for Prince William Sound.
We're here with Justin Prox of The Prospector, and you're a big sponsor of the Valdez Women Silver Salmon Derby. So we'll talk about prizes in a minute, but first, the silvers, they're in, and it's looking pretty good for women's derby, right?
Yeah, the silvers have been in heavy early. They've been big silvers, and people haven't had to go out super far to get them. I mean, they've been like 2 weeks early. People have already, in the last couple of weeks, been catching limits by Glacier, and I would bet by the Women's Derby that we're fishing heavily in the arm and not having to go out super far like we've had to in years past.
Yeah, the last few years, you've had to go out pretty far for Women's Derby, but it should be a lot closer, and that always just makes for a lot more fun, I think.
Yeah, it's not as long a day out there. You also are typically fishing a little more protected waters closer in, and you get to spend more time fishing and less time driving the boat around.
Best setup for silvers.
Well, that's hard to nail down to one thing, but I'm a big fan of using cut plugs or smoker chokers on mooching rigs and trailing those with a piece of herring on them.
And I said we talk prizes, so what's in store?
In first place, $1,000 cash prize plus $1,000 value prize package from Prospector, 500 cash and 500 from Prospector prizes for second, and 300 of each for third.
There's no mystery with us, just sound reservations. You'll be fishing in no time with your friends and relations. Just tell us what kind of charter you want us to book, or rent a boat and equipment and bait your own hook. We want you to catch the big one, you know it's true. So give Fish Central a call, because we know what to do. You'll find us near the water on North Harbor Drive. Fish Central, keeping your fishing dreams alive. Call Fish Central at 835-5002.
KVAK's Valdez Fishing Report. Fish Valdez and reel in a big one.
KFAR Weather.
Slight chance for isolated rain showers today. Otherwise, sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Highs around 78. Winds out of the south around 5 miles an hour. Lows around 54 tonight. Cloudy skies expected tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 77. That's your weather on KFAR 660 AM and 97.5 FM. I'm meteorologist Eric Height.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at KFARradio.com.
Fairbanks, welcome back. I have Senator Sullivan in the station here. But, Senator, 31 years ago today at St. Matthews, you got married to Julie.
I did.
Congratulations to you and condolences to Julie. Hey, I've noticed all my life, so, you know, I can say that.
Well, I agree with you. It's actually very true.
And your kids are wonderful. God almighty.
31 years ago, right here on the banks of the Chena. St. Matthew's, little log cabin, beautiful church. And it was really best thing that ever happened to me by far in my entire life. So I'm a lucky man, and you're right. I don't know about Julie, but I'm a lucky man. I mean, I don't know if she's lucky. But by the way, you know, during the break, Mr. Mayor, we were just talking about how you're known by many names.
Oh, boy.
David, Mr. Mayor, Dana's younger brother. But the one I like, which I would agree with, and I don't want to get your head swollen here, but Barbecue God.
The Barbecue God.
I would agree with that. You are one heck of a maestro at the barbecue.
You know, it's not that I'm the very best.
You are the best.
But I promote it.
I
make it fun, good, great, teach it.
But you just don't talk. Like when you eat when you eat your barbecue, it's really good.
I still have photos of you at our competitions and how humble you were.
Yeah, I didn't do very well, but I like the barbecue a lot. But I just need more lessons from you.
Oh well, but now you know you have done a lot of things to really advance Fairbanks. You know, our Coast Guard. The increase of the ships, you know, Juno is getting a station, an icebreaker.
Yes, they are.
You know, things like that. Finally, America realizes the significant location of Alaska.
Yeah.
You know, the military, the Golden Dome, the Coast Guard,
yep.
The icebreakers, you. Thank you.
Well, look.
And Senator Murkowski.
This is all in the one big beautiful bill, as I mentioned. If you separated this into like 10 different bills, each bill would be very significant. So let me go into a couple on the military and Coast Guard side. First, I chair the subcommittee in charge of the Coast Guard in the U.S. Senate. So I wrote a lot of this part of the bill with Senator Cruz, who's the chairman of the entire Commerce Committee. And that's where the Coast Guard has a jurisdiction. That's its jurisdiction. This is the largest investment in U.S. Coast Guard history. It's not even a close call. I was in the Oval Office about 2 months ago working on the Golden Dome with President Trump. The incoming commandant of the Coast Guard was there, and he said, Mr. President, the way the bill's written now, and by the way, after that meeting, we had actually increased it, the Coast Guard investment. He said this will be the biggest investment in Coast Guard history for the Coast Guard. What is it doing? $25 billion. And the Coast Guard's budget is usually around 12, okay? And that's a lot for healthcare and personnel and pay packages. This is $25 billion, so over 200, you know,
percent
two
increase.
Times. And it's just simply almost exclusively about building ships, building helicopters, building shoreside infrastructure. This has 16 new icebreakers.
It's capital. It's not operational.
It's capital, 100%. Yeah. 22 new cutters.
Wow.
40 new helicopters. And to your point, I was able to get, by the way, Chuck Schumer worked really hard to strip this out. So if you're in Juneau, Alaska, and you hear this, we fought him and beat him. $300 million for the home porting of the Coast Guard icebreaker, the Storis. And by the way, this Sunday, I'm going to be in Juneau for the commissioning ceremony with the Secretary of Homeland Security, the Commandant of the Coast Guard. The whole community is going to come out. We are putting in, finally, home porting an icebreaker, hello, near the ice in Alaska. We've only been trying to do that for 50 years. This has about $4.5 billion for more shoreside facilities and infrastructure. There's no state in the country that's going to benefit more from this historic investment in the Coast Guard than the great state of Alaska. Biggest investment in Coast Guard history in this bill. And this is really needed because we're seeing the Russians, the Chinese, increasing aggression in our waters and our airspace. And by the way, I love the Coast Guard, but I will tell you, among the military services, sometimes, and it's unfair, and I can't stand it, they get treated a little bit like redheaded stepchildren.
They're overlooked.
They're overlooked. And this bill says, hey, we're not overlooking you guys anymore. You need a big capital infusion to enable you to do your mission safely. Think about that. 16 new icebreakers. Right now we have two icebreakers. One is broken. Russia has 54. And their intel platforms, some of them are nuclear. A lot of them are weaponized. We're going to get back in the game with regard to our Coast Guard. And that's one of the many great elements for Alaska of this big, beautiful bill. Schumer tried to kill it all. We beat him. Thank goodness.
We got about three more minutes before you have to go. Tell us about the Golden Dome system.
Yeah.
Because most people don't understand what that is.
Okay, so again, we got a $25 billion down payment in the One Big Beautiful Bill for that. That is a new missile defense system, what we called layered missile defense. It starts with what we already have. Well, who is the cornerstone of missile defense for America? Alaska, actually, right here in the interior. Fort Greely has almost all the ground-based missile interceptors in the whole country. The radar system at Clear Air Station, the LRDR, as we call it, is the most advanced radar system in the world. Our radar system's out on the Aleutian Island chain. So we're going to build that up. We're going to put more missiles at Fort Greely, and we're going to do what's called a layered system. So it will build on what's in Alaska, including space-based interceptors, space-based trackers, and have what's called an open architecture for software to integrate all these systems. So I'm the lead senator on the Golden Dome in the Congress, and this bill has a huge down payment for this. And there, again, there's no state that's going to benefit more from missile defense for America than Alaska, because we already are the cornerstone of missile defense. This will build on it, and the Golden Dome is what we need. It's a dangerous world out there, David, and you know the way the Israelis protected their country with the Iron Dome.
Yep,
we can do this. We're the only country in the world that has the capability to do this for a landmass of this size. It scares the heck out of the Chinese and Russians because they know our professional military and our tech sector in our space sector can make it happen, and this is a giant down payment to make it happen, and no state will benefit more than our great state.
You know, I don't mean to give ill will towards anyone, but when the U.S. dropped those bombs on the nuclear facilities in Iran, that was not only needed, but required.
It was needed, required, and by the way, I've gotten a number of top secret briefings on that in the aftermath. One of the most impressive briefings I've ever received as a U.S. senator was just last week. They brought in the majors and lieutenant colonels who planned this mission from the Air Force.
Wow!
No matter if you love our military, hate our military, thought that was a good mission, which I did, or a bad mission, you could not walk out of that briefing going, "Look at these impressive."
Generation Z's.
Young.
X's, yeah.
a lot of women.
Yeah.
Young men and women, probably in their late 20s and early 30s. They laid out how they put this mission together, how they executed it. I was just blown away by how impressive these young Air Force officers who conducted and carried out this mission were.
Senator, that's all the time we have. Thank you so much for coming in here so early. Say hello to Robert F. Kennedy Jr.
I will. He's in Fairbanks and in Alaska, and it's good to have him up here.
Fairbanks will be back in a few minutes.
More Problem Corner is coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM.
Fox News, I'm John Saucier. There's been an incident in Fort Stewart in Georgia. Five soldiers were shot today during an active shooter incident in the 2nd Armored Brigade Combat Team area. All soldiers treated on site, then moved to a community hospital for further treatment. No active threat to the community, according to police. Israel and the United States continue to protest the conditions that Hamas hostages are facing in Gaza, almost 2 years since they were first captured. On the Fox News channel, Eli David, the brother of October 7th hostage Avetar David, says his brother is being starved while his terrorist captors are living the high life.
He was kidnapped from the Nova Music Festival, and since then he's being held in hideous conditions. We saw the well-fed hand of the terrorist in that video that Hamas released this past weekend.
It comes as many Western nations accuse Israel of causing a famine in Gaza and calling the IDF to allow food and medicine into the territory. America's listening to Fox News.
It's time for your Alaska News Minute.
Alaska's news source reports that Anchorage police say an investigation into a young girl found dead Monday is now being considered a homicide in a Campbell Park residence. Police say officers responded to the 4500 block of Folker Street around 8:01 a.m. on August 4th after reports of an unresponsive child in the home. A girl was found dead at the scene, according to police. The cause of death will be determined by the state medical examiner's office. Several witnesses were taken to police headquarters for questioning. No arrests have been made, and police said the circumstances surrounding the death remain under investigation. Patrol cars were parked on East 46th Avenue and Folker Street near the corner of Tudor Road and Lake Otis Parkway, and a crime lab vehicle was set up nearby. Officers at the scene said they arrived shortly after 8 a.m. and police and crime scene technicians left the scene around 9:20 p.m. This is an ongoing investigation, so at this time we have no other information to share, an APD spokesperson told Alaska's news source. Next of kin have been notified. And we will update this story as more information becomes available.
Online at KFAR660.com.
Whether running a marathon or to the store, we all get aches and pains. Migraines, sports injuries, spasticity can really put a hitch in your getup. Osteopathic manual medicine can help. Treating children to grandparents, Doctors Malcolm and Wright at McKinley Sports Medicine have over 27 years combined experience. Dr. Malcolm is Fairbanks' only board-certified sports medicine physician. Dr. Wright is double board-certified. OMM, FDM, Botox injections, and joint restorative treatments are exclusively available at one location, McKinley Orthopedic Sports Medicine and Spine.
Store your boat safely and with ease. Trailer trucks, cars, and boats, and don't forget RVs. Great news, Westside. Independent Rentals' new storage location on Chena Pump, just down from the boat shop, is now open and ready to help with all your storage needs. Take advantage of our awesome move-in specials. Call us today, 456-6595. Independent Rental Storage. Safe, secure, affordable.
Polish your chrome, rev those engines, and get ready for the Big Rig Semi-Truck Showdown at the Golden Heart Family Fun Day. It's all happening Saturday, August 9th from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. at 3859 Pega Road. Brought to you by Golden Heart Waste Management. Free admission for the whole family. Come see massive Big Rig semis and emergency vehicles up close. And don't miss the Heavy Equipment Rodeo and Precision Operator Competition. It's a show of serious skill. There's live entertainment, bouncy houses for the kids, delicious food trucks, and a ton of local vendors. It's the second annual Golden Heart Family Fun Day, Saturday, August 9th, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. at 3859 Pega Road. Brought to you by Black Gold Transportation, Craig Taylor Equipment, Peterbilt of Alaska, Pape Kenworth, Carlisle Transportation, John Deere, Power and Transmission, Airport Equipment Rental, Jeans Chrysler Jeep Dodge and Ram, Hotspot Cafe, and Golden Heart Waste Management.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at KFARradio.com.
Fairbanks, welcome back. David Pruse again here in the studio for whatever reason. It's my last day again, enjoying it. And boy, do we have an event coming this Saturday. Kayla, start bringing us through this event Saturday. I mean, this is impressive. This has, I'm going to say something sexist. This has all the big boy toys, and you don't have to be a big boy to go have fun with these toys.
No, this is awesome. This is more than for the big boys. This is for everybody. The family fun event. It's free, and what it is basically come out, show off. The trucker industry, the trucking industry is showing off the equipment and the trucks, and it's an invitation for all.
It's at 3859 Pegger Road, which is what facility?
That's the Golden Heart Waste Management Facility. That's our new location.
Okay. And, you know, you got all the players here. I mean, you got Kenworth, John Deere, Peterbilt, your firm, Golden Heart Utilities. I mean, you got a truck show, an equipment rodeo, games and activities. Here's my favorite, the food trucks. Bounce houses, and you start at 10 a.m. and you end at 5.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
So what's an equipment rodeo?
You know, I'm going to defer over to my Buddy? Friend Buddy to go into more detail on that activity.
Sure. Thanks for having us, first off. The equipment rodeo is a place where equipment operators can come in and basically show skill level. You may have seen YouTube videos or other shows where they're able to, they may pick up like a bowling ball and set it into a tire like a basket or push a bowling ball through different cones, but basically show their skill level and their ability to precision, use the equipment with precision.
What time does that start, or do we know that yet?
I don't have the exact time for that part of it. We will list the daily agenda, basically, at the truck show.
Yeah, you got Carlisle there, too. I mean, they're big in transportation, so a little bit of everyone. Alaska Equipment Airport Equipment Rentals are going to be there. Hotspot Cafe Alaska. Power and Transmission, Inc.
And we also brought in today, Linda came on as a sponsor today.
And and Kayla, you're with Black Gold?
Yep, I'm with Black Gold Transport. That's right. Mm-hmm.
You know, you guys have those trucks, and every time I see one, I always say to myself, what was the big deal? I got to say that. What was the big deal?
The big and beautiful, big and beautiful. Yeah, no, we'll have a bobtail at the truck show. We will not have our full set on site, but definitely I'll be there to answer questions and to help, with anything at all. It's an exciting opportunity to educate the community on trucks and on equipment that usually you see moving and in motion and, you know, lots of guards and cones up everywhere. You can't get near it. But we want to kind of demystify this industry. It's not a scary place at all. It's a fun, wonderful place that supports the community.
You know, you have both the users and the suppliers. You know, your Black Gold Transport is a user. Golden Heart Utilities and Waste Management is a user. Carlisle's a user. Alaska Equipment Rentals, John Deere, Craig Taylor, Peterbilt, Kenworth, suppliers. You got a great mix and match of putting this together. How long have you been putting this together for?
Last year I feel like we worked several months in getting the logistics down and coordinating with our vendors and with everybody who would come on board to support. But that's the beautiful thing is that just like the Fairbanks community, the trucking industry is a community. And so when we get together on things, we really all get involved. There's nobody's left out. So it's because we're all needed to support.
The way this started, the general manager, Andrew Rosso, and myself were at a Chamber of Commerce meeting. And it happened to be that the garrison commander, Colonel Jason Cole, was the head speaker or the main speaker. And the question was brought to him, what can the community of Fairbanks area do for our military people? And his answer was short, something that's free and something that's family orientated. And so we went back and started talking about things. And, you know, the waste business is a trucking type of business. Our general manager's been in trucking for a long time. So it's like, let's put together a big rig truck show. And from there came the first one last year. This is the second annual. And we're looking forward to it. We're hoping to have 40 trucks, big rig trucks, involved. Right now, we're pushing 30 right now. And, yeah, it's going to be a great show. And the weather, I hear, is improving, so the forecast. So that's going
to
be a big thing.
We're back to 80 above.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful time. It's a beautiful time for a friendly competition. And that's the fun part, too, is that in the industry, we like to show off what we've got. Show
you
off
like
those
to, you
rigs.
Like to
yeah.
beat down the competition. Don't hand me that.
Just let them know. Just yeah. let them know. So shine
Bam.
Up the truck.
Yeah, come on. Let's see what you got.
Shine them up. Show them off. And that's a big part of it, too, is that everybody gets to get together. Because we see each other on the road or we see each other in passing and we'll do a wave. But to be able to come together at an event and you know and converse and talk about all the things that we experience as an industry, it's a great way to get together and just again cultivate that community.
So you have a truck show, and wow, I mean, you have different classifications: haul road, day cab, any day cab and commercial service, highway sleeper, any highway sleeper commercial service, can be a haul road truck or less than 10,000 miles. Vocational includes dump truck, wreckers, expedited refuse. Yeah. Antique. Ooh.
That's a favorite one.
Fire truck / emergency vehicles. Oh, yeah. Yeah, the Firefighters Union, they got a 1966 Mack fire truck that's just beautiful. I mean, it's just, you know, it has the bulldog on the front. It's the Fairbanks colors. And whenever I see that, I say to myself, you know, they just don't make them like they used to. It's just and they've taken such good care of it. It's really nice. That, hopefully you see that out there. So lots of, how big is your site to hold all this?
It's a couple acres. Our new shop there at on Pegger Road is where we're at.
Mm-hmm.
We're gonna hold this. And
okay, you're on Pegger Road near what?
So if you're headed, we're south of Van Horn on Pegger Road.
Mm-hmm.
Once you cross Van Horn, you won't be able to miss the shop. It'll be on your left hand side, and it's a pretty good size building.
Okay, so you're past the Van Horn intersection.
That is correct.
Go down on the left. So. Yeah, you're. What's that subdivision name there? Anyway.
Yeah, I'm not real sure, but it's at the corner of Frank and Pegger. You won't be able to miss it, and there'll be signs on the street that says parking and so on.
Okay.
Plus, not to mention, Golden Heart did a beautiful job on their new building. That it's absolutely gorgeous, and you wouldn't even know that it was a trash facility because of how pretty and how clean.
Kayla, quit talking trash.
I'm just saying.
We're trash with class, is what we call ourselves, and our building shows the
You're
class.
You're classy trash.
There you go.
You know, it's not the trash business is a whole different business now, on how it is recycling. Separation, disposables, different items that are, you know, contamination. I mean, you guys almost need a doctorate in what you do and how you classify and how you work in the industry now. And then, you know, the black gold, your mechanics and your operation of all the trucks. I mean, that's the fleet that's always going 24/7, 365. So, you know, you're going to have some that are down. So it's, you know, your calligraphy of keeping all this moving at all the times and going, very impressive.
It's an art. It's a dance, and that's what the industry is capable of doing. We can work together with our mechanics, with our vendors, and all of the other industry professionals to keep trucks moving, to keep you know, everybody. And that's the great thing about Golden Heart Waste Management and their brand new facility. They've set up so that they can accommodate all these some of the added services that you've mm-hmm. sort of touched on, buddy. But some of the waste the I'm sorry the con what am I trying to say here? I don't know what it's called, but the big tank that you guys have, and you're going to start like disposal of. It's not hazmat. Maybe it is hazmat. I'm not sure.
It is.
It's a beautiful expansion. Yeah. What it is is,
and they burn. They burn and turn. It burns and turns. You ready for a phone call?
Sure.
Here we go. Good morning. You're on KFAR Radio, and your name is?
Hey, this is Tom Kennedy.
Hello, Tom Kennedy. How are you doing?
Very good. Hey, I just wanted to give those guys a shout-out. You know, the tractor-trailer operators, the truckers that serve this community really do offer a lot of things for a lot of people. I have a question, though. I was wondering, has there been any thought about having a CTE program that kind of takes kids that are like seniors in high school and teaches them how to do the oiling and the rigging and kind of work their way into, a big rig, into a tractor trailer? Has there been any thought about making a program like that?
Well, currently, we don't have any that positions that like that that are for the younger, but we do have an apprenticeship program. Both when we have the availability, both in the truck driving side as well as in the mechanical side. And we do have an apprentice that is currently working in the mechanical side right now. Does that answer your question?
Kind of. I know my brother, he works over at Span, and he trains a lot of folks. He's got like one of these special rigs that he can train people how to drive trucks, and they really enjoy it. It's, you know, one of these things where you give people a livelihood. It's an amazing deal. But I was just wondering if has there been any discussions about that? You know, I know some of the kids that I've had in school. I'm a retired teacher. They would work for like Black Gold, you know, oilers, and they would get really excited. And 2 to 3 years later, they'd be driving trucks. So you know, I just am curious if discussion between all of the, you know, the major players like you folks have been out there to say, hey, this is a viable livelihood. That's a good livelihood. It's beneficial to the community, and we would like to get some of those kids that are looking for work that end up leaving our area to stay in our area and get good jobs.
Yeah, at Golden Heart Waste Management, we are a training facility, so we do train our own drivers, and when they come in as an apprentice, and we recently, for lack of a better term, graduated 5 people from that program who all tested out and ended up, of course, getting their CDL through that program.
Thank you. Like I said, I'm just pushing it.
It's a great idea.
Mr. Kennedy, you have a great day, sir. Greatly appreciate it. You have a good day. And Fairbanks, we're going to take a commercial break. We'll be back after these messages.
More Problem Corner is coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
Did you know Alaskan teenagers can get their pilot's license in high school for free? It's true. At Gila High School in Galena, you can study aviation, cosmetology, culinary arts, welding, construction, and more. It's a residential school, and it's completely free for students, including housing, food, and even flights to and from campus. High schoolers from anywhere in Alaska are welcome to apply. To learn more and save your spot at Gila, visit gilaschool.org. That's GILA school.org.
Mountain View Eye Center is making a difference. Ebba is from the Congo. Her son moved to Alaska bringing Ebba, who had become blind from untreated cataracts. They went to Mountain View Eye Center for cataract surgery, and for the first time in years, Ebba could see clearly. "You are so handsome," she told her son. And then Ebba truly saw her granddaughter for the first time. Good things are happening. Visit mountainvieweyes.com.
Nowadays, nothing is more important than saving money. And the best way to do that is with the radio station's 50-50 Friday offer. Every week, a different special from a different local business, offering gift certificates at half price. All from your favorite restaurants, shops, and events. So what's this week's 50-50 Friday offer?
It's paint night with Aurora Artistries. A fun date night, party night with friends, or just a ladies' or guys' night out. Paint night takes place at Silver Gulch Breweries. Just call for reservations. Enjoy great food and drinks and let your inner artist emerge. And now, you can get an evening of paint night, normally $40 each, for just $20. So come out and get your paint on with Aurora Artistries. And they supply everything you need. This week's 50-50 Friday deal.
Just log on to this station's website and click on that red 50-50 tag in the upper right-hand corner. Have your credit card ready and get ready to save big. 50-50 Friday, every Friday at 9 a.m. from the radio station.
KFAR weather.
Sunshine mixed with clouds at times this afternoon, with daytime highs approaching 78. Southwesterly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Lows dip down to about 54. Tonight, mainly clear skies. Daytime highs approaching 77 tomorrow. Cloudy skies expected. Upper 60s Friday, low 70s by Saturday. And that's your weather on KFAR 660 AM and 97.5 FM. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at KFARradio.com.
Fairbanks, welcome back. We are talking about the Golden Heart Family Fun Day this weekend, this Saturday at 3859 Pegger Road. Go down Pegger Road, go past the Van Horn Road intersection, and on the left-hand side, you're going to see the Golden Heart Waste Management facility, brand new. They might have trash business, but it looks big and beautiful. Simple as that. And another good sponsor is Dodge. Gene's Auto. Yeah. They've been a great sponsor of so many things. We have so many good sponsors of items that need help, that need that financial boost that Fairbanks companies give, and Gene's Auto is a great one. In fact, all your sponsors are wonderful. Black Gold, Golden Heart Waste Management, my goodness.
It goes on. Give it back to the community.
Yeah, yeah. So, a truck show. Who chooses the winners of the truck show?
Well, we have judges. I believe there's five that we've picked, and they're people that are celebrity judges, for lack of a better term. You may know a few of them. I think the mayors were all invited to be judges. I'm not sure who all has said that they were going to be there.
I might have declined that offer. I try not to be a judge because I was a barbecue judge, and you're only going to make one person happy and everyone else pissed. Just the way it is, Kayla. Don't step into that landmine.
So basically the judges, we wanted people that weren't necessarily truck drivers or were involved in the trucking industry too much. So we have non-biased people coming through. And so we have some local business people that are going to come in and be the judges for us.
Good. What food trucks you got? Let's get back to the basics here.
One thing I didn't bring was the
food truck. Oh, man. You knew I was going to ask about that.
I know. And
you're killing me, buddy. You're killing me, buddy.
I apologize to you and everyone else that I don't have that.
Just promise me they're going to be good.
I was just going to say, I promise you that you'll enjoy all the food that is there. Again, the truck show itself is free. Everything's free, but you have to purchase your food from the food trucks. But it will be great food trucks.
You know, you got some really nice suppliers here that have beautiful equipment. You know, Airport Equipment Rentals, John Deere, Peterbilt, my goodness, Craig Taylor. You know, a lot of those companies are together, such as John Deere and Craig Taylor. But Kenworth, you know, just you have the top-of-the-line machinery available out there. You really do.
Yes, we do. And great sponsors as well.
Yeah, I'm wondering if in the future you'd look at, like, mining, you know, equipment a day like this. Because right down Van Horn, you have, again, you have Airport Equipment Rentals. You have John Deere. You have CAT. You have Komatsu. You have CMI.
I mean, truly, the potential for this event is so big and grand. And it's exciting because last year we did not have the equipment rodeo last year. This will be the first year, but that was an add-on. It was an exciting add-on. I think we were at a chamber luncheon, and we were connecting dots and talking about the event, and And it came about that I think it's AER is the sponsor for our the truck or the excuse me the equipment rodeo, and it was their idea. They're like, we got to put on a rodeo. We got to put on this event to highlight the equipment side of just industry. And so it flourished, and then they took off with that end of it. So absolutely tying in mining and tying in other other industries and even construction and those types of professions. Just who else wants to get involved? Who else wants to get involved? Because I think that's the key element, is that all of the vendors, all of the sponsors are all involved in the process of the event as well.
The service industry and the supplier industry and the jobs in that industry that are highlighted. Now ponder that. You know, in mining, you have a D10 out there. That means you have 20 to 30 people in support of that one way or another, making a living off of that. You have a truck going up the haul road. How many people are in support of industry to making sure that truck goes? Things like that. So you're just showing the tip of the spear.
Right.
Correct.
You really are.
Oh, yeah.
One of the highlights of this show is what we're calling the touch a truck. All of the youth that show up, and youth can be anywhere from somebody that's 60 all the way down, when they get around something that they truly love, are able to walk up to these trucks, touch them. We won't allow them to get inside the trucks because they're all personal trucks. But they're able to walk up, put their hands on their trucks. Our trucks at Golden Heart Waste, we'll let them get up into the cab if we're there with them. And last year we had kids line up to get inside our front load truck.
Mm-hmm.
And my main career was in the fire service, and I always loved fire trucks. So I thought every kid loved fire trucks more than anything else. I found out last year at the truck show that garbage trucks were right there with fire trucks, which really surprised me. And happily, of course. We had kids that were standing around and wanting to see it operate. So when we were done, we operated it like we were tipping trash, and the kids were just overjoyed with being able to watch it operate. So.
It's a compliment to, I guess, Mr. Hennedy's comment or question about, capturing that interest at, right in high school where they're ready to choose their career path. And, a lot of these careers, you don't actually need to have a college degree to be a professional in these fields. It's amazing. Certifications and training and the right environment and the right attitude, of course, is really just kind of the basics of what you need for trucking. A CDL, again, certification and training and just on-the-job practical application. So it's a very viable industry and easy to get into as far as financial options, and it's a much needed industry to be. We need more interest in the industry because we are a resource development state.
Yeah, we're equipment.
We're equipment. We have equipment all over the state, and boy, we need people to operate it. So. That's absolutely doing events like this to gain that interest at a young age and to understand the passion for, how cool the big trucks are and all the noises and all the bells and whistles, truly, carry on with that and come work for us. It's a great place.
We got 1 minute left. So, tell us about the date, time, and place.
Date, time, and place is at 3859 Pegger Road. It's south of Van Horn on Pegger. August 9th from 10 o'clock till 5 o'clock.
This coming Saturday. And Kayla, what's it called?
This is the Golden Heart Family Fun Day.
Not the Golden Heart Utilities.
Golden Heart Waste Management is our gracious host and wonderful. We are so grateful for their location, yes.
Sorry about that, Golden Heart. John, I apologize, but you beat me in fantasy football all the time, so kiss my backside. Oh, boy, to be back in this seat. And it's from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m., the truck show, the equipment rodeo, the games and activities, food trucks, bounce houses, sponsors and vendors are going to be out there, some great sponsors and vendors, Fairbanks. Let's go enjoy this. It's a great day. It's going to be 75, 80 above. Go get a tan and see some big equipment. Kayla, buddy, thank you so much. You have a great day. And Fairbanks, you have a great day. I'll see you later.
Thank you.
Thank you.